This is Case Study with David King, Episode 2. Hello, I am David Damilare Ademimboye, and this is Case Study with David King. It is a podcast where I bring you a well-seasoned guest to discuss on a very enlightening topic with different cases to look into. I'm so excited to have you join me once again. And trust me when I say I'm yet to recover from all that I learned from our previous episode. And I'm promising you that this episode will be more exciting as I have it well packaged for you. Stay tuned.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall. Honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking now. My hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the
virtually, since the dawn of television, parents, teachers, legislators, and mental health professionals have wanted to understand the impact of television programs, particularly on children. Of special concern has been the portrayal of violence, particularly given psychologist Albert Bandura's work in the 1970s on social learning and the tendency of children to imitate what they see. Talking about violence, portrayed in movies, its implication on children. I have my guest present here. She is a renowned teacher and child caregiver. She is Miss Olabisi Oresanya. It's nice to have you here today.
Thank you.
Okay. So how are you feeling? How is the family? How's everything?
We are good. We thank God.
Okay, so I feel so happy and I feel so honored to have you under my invitation. Let's talk about the pandemic that is at hand, and what do you think about it, and how have you been coping with the pandemic?
Well, concerning that, we actually have to cope because we just have to endure with it to stay safe and stay alive. Yeah. Because we are told to put ourselves indoor, and we don't have any choice just to stay alive. Only if you want to contact the virus, then you have to stay.
Nobody wants to contact the virus, actually. So I just believe that this phase will pass over. So we just have to endure with everything that's on.
We are praying to God about that. Yeah, we hope He listens to us.
Okay, so the topic of the day, which is violence portrayed in movie, its implication on children. So I would like you to start by giving us your general idea or your general belief of definition of violence, movies, and children.
Okay, let me start with children.
Okay.
We all know the meaning of children, and children come from God. That's a gift from God. And about children, whosoever God gives a child to, you're just an earthly parent. You're meant to guide and protect the child from good and bad things.
Okay.
Build up the child in a good way and try to let him or her know the ways of God. And talking about violence, to me, violence is an act when you have involving physical force intended to hurt or damage or kill someone. And when talking about movie is, it's also an act when actors and actresses come together to bring out something for us to see on TV. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. So moving to the main point of the day, why do you think movie violence is bad for children?
It is very bad because, number one, when relating it to the definition of violence, it's an act involving physical issues. Like when I'm a child now and I'm watching a movie, seeing someone trying to kill someone, being brutal, all those kind of things, the child will start thinking about it even after watching the movie, after seeing the movie. The child will start thinking about it, like try to put it into practice, which is not actually good for the child.
Yeah, that's very true. So do you think children can adjust to the good and bad side of violent movies themselves?
No, they can't.
Can you explain for that?
Because the good side of it, they can actually adjust to that. But the bad side of the violence movie, that is what they will inculcate in. That's what they will put in themselves and start doing it. Because they want to put it into practice. Why putting it into practice is growing up in them. That what they are seeing, that view they had, begin to grow up gradually in them. And before you know it, that's what they become in future.
Okay, so I see that. So how does this violence portrayed in movies, how does it impact in the children?
Okay, number one, to my own point of view, I would say it in three ways. Number one is that children may be more fearful of the world around them while seeing this movie. And children may also likely to behave in aggressive or hurtful ways, like I said the other time, while watching this movie. So we as a parent or we as a guardian, we should not allow our children to be too exposed to movies.
Okay.
we should always try to watch the kind of movie they're seeing. Let's watch through and guide through. That's it.
So, what do you think their behavior would be if they get impacted upon by the violence portrayed in the movies?
It's going to be very, very, very bad.
Can you please, very bad.
Okay, let me give an instance. When I was a kid, I loved watching this Hollywood movies, not the adventure type, but the ones with love scene and so on. So with that, it made me too emotional.
Okay.
Too emotional. Now I have to just try to like guide my emotional spirit, like helping me. I'm trying to help myself to adjust and to fold up my emotional life. But it will be hard for them when they are young to adjust. So when they're watching all these bad movies, brutal movies, movies that, like horror movies and so on and so forth, it's going to be hard for them to adjust. Very, very hard for them to adjust. Until they get to that age, that youthful age, when they'll start thinking like, what I'm doing, is it wrong or right?
Okay.
By then it might be too late for them to adjust.
Okay, I see. So how do you limit the children movie time? Like how do you limit their movie time?
Okay. I'll try to like put them into activities. If I'm a parent and I have this DSTV and so on, ITV and so on in my house.
Cable TVs.
Yeah, these cable TVs. There's a way they do it now for you to like, you can actually lock some channels for the
parental,
kids.
Parental control.
Parental control. Thank you very much. So I can actually do it like, okay, we have a timetable. So time you're meant to watch this channel. And if you go against the rule, you'll be bounded from watching the TV. So it depends on how the parents have laid down their rules in the house. Then the kids will go alone. If there's no discipline in the house, the kids won't be disciplined also.
Okay, so are you saying all of this to avoid the bad impact on the children, the parents should be fully involved or just...
Yes.
Are you saying just the parents or the society too is involved and movie makers and...
Number one person to be blamed is the parent.
Okay.
Because this kid grew up with you. Under the same roof.
Okay.
You can't expect them to go out and start watching movies. No. They started from the home. I can't be walking around now, like an urban area whereby they watch TV by the roadside. You can't expect me to start walking around and stand and watch along with them because I was not born and brought up that way. I go my own way. But when there is discipline from the house, they will also be disciplined.
Okay, so what about the path of discipline from the movie makers and...
The movie makers, they're meant to make their money. So you can't actually blame them. They expect you as a parent to guide your own child. Most of the movies are meant for adults.
Yeah, parental guardian and all
that. Yes, that's the reason why they always put it in their movies. PG-18. Once your child is not up to 18, don't allow him or her to watch such movies. There are some parents whereby they're watching this African magic or this Nollywood, Bollywood. And they allow them to sit with them, watching the movie along with them, which is very, very wrong.
So, in your own opinion, what age do you think is suitable for a child to watch movies that portrays violence?
To me, it should begin from 16 years.
16 years. Why did you say 16 years?
Because at the age of 16, most kids are likely to start thinking of something very high. They used to believe in themselves that I'm old enough to take care of myself.
Okay.
So from there, they will know what is wrong from what is right.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what you're trying to say is at the stage where they know what is they know the difference from what is wrong and
what is
right. Okay, so let's just imagine if you have a child who has been seeing violent scenes in movies and has some negative behaviors, what will you do to the child?
The only thing I can do is devote my time to sit the child down. Don't talk too harsh, or don't be too aggressive on the child.
Okay.
You have to take it slowly with the child and advise the child every day. If you can't do it every day, just try as much as possible. Take the child out. Let the child be exposed to the things that are wrong for the child to know that this thing is wrong. And while trying to advise the child from things that are wrong, also open up to the good things. Let him or her know that, hello, this thing is wrong, this one is right.
Okay.
If you should continue this way, this is where you end up.
So, as a teacher, have you had any case whereby a child is manifesting violence, being portrayed in movies, in class, or
yes, school? I have. So, because of that, sometimes in my class, there's something I do, which I call counseling class.
Okay.
I most of the time I shut the door. Sit them down, feel relaxed. We'll first of all have a fun from the beginning of the class. So after have fun time, then we begin to talk one-on-one. I call them one after the other.
Okay.
I don't get the one-on-one conversation, because most of them are shy to talk in public. So I get to talk to them one-on-one to know what's really going on, why they are doing this, why they are doing that, where did they get that from. So, and I give them the best advice I could give.
So let me say, have you had any worst scenario with those kids?
Not really.
Okay. So how do you think bullying relates with violence in movies?
I can't really bullying with violence, because bullying, I think most kids that bully others, they use it to catch fun. It's like a comedy, like a joke.
Okay, but there are some bullies that goes.
Yeah. It goes emotional on some kids. But with that, it's not. Still, I can't call it violence.
Okay.
I can't call it violence.
Okay.
Because when I was in school in our institution, I had some friends that bully a lot. They do bully a lot, so I don't call it violent.
Okay, but do you actually believe that there are some bullies that actually hit people, you know?
Like, yes.
Hit them physically,
That one has happened to me before, but I had to let go of it because that was my matured stage. But bullying on kids, they get so emotional and they will have to report to their parents or to their teacher. So it's left to the guardian to know how to talk to that child.
Okay. So you are saying now that it's not an effect from movies that they watch?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. So we've been talking about violence in that being portrayed in movie and how it impacts on the children. So we've talked on a lot. We've analyzed the meaning of violence, movies, and who are the children. With our speakers told us why she thinks violence movies bad for the children. Now we've said it lot, but let's go on a very quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay. Thanks.
Stuck inside? Frustrated? Don't be. Download Iroko TV now and be transported to the amazing worlds of Nollywood, Bollywood, telenovelas, Hindi, Korean, and Turkish series. We have thousands of hours of content to fight the frustration. You have the time. We have the awesome. Download now. Iroko TV. Thousands of movies and series in your pocket.
Yeah, welcome back to Case Study with David King. And you can download Iroko TV on Play Store, and you can call Agent Matthew for your activation and subscription on the telephone number 090-625-42195. 090-625-42195. So for those of you that are listening from countries that is not Nigeria, you can the country code is +234. So before we went on the break, our guest here is Alabisi Oresanya. We were talking on the topic violence portrayed in movie and its impact on children. So I hope you're having a nice time with talking on this issue, Miss.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so we are moving straight into the question. So, what do you think about always keeping children away from the TV so that they cannot watch violent movies? Do you think that would help stop the negative impact? And what do you think about it?
Yes, it's real, because when talking about that one, I think one has to just indulge them in different kind of activities. We have tutorial activities.
Okay.
We have other games that are not violent, like building up bricks.
Okay.
And it depends on the age of the child. We have different stages of game for different ages.
Okay.
So for the for children under the age of, let me say, 10 upward to 15,
okay,
you can actually take them out, because starting from 10, they want to get exposed to things.
Okay.
So you can begin to let them know what's going on, what evolves around them.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
So,
okay, so now talking about games, what do you think about violent games, and like, are there any difference between violent games and violent movies?
There are no difference. There are no difference there, because to me, games, we have games that there are some games whereby it involves the shooting and so on. You know, those shooting. I want to play all the PS1 fighting, all these PS1, PS2.
Think of it. Children do enjoy those violent
games.
Yes,
the funnest part is they enjoy it. They enjoy it a lot. In fact, a lot more than the normal animation game.
Yeah, and other games.
Than other games. But it's left to the parents. Even there are some fathers, they love playing
that
game. But you can actually involve them in playing football.
Okay.
Football game. That is there. Most especially for the boys.
Okay.
I think they do have more fun in playing football. So put them more, if you notice that they love game, okay, put them more in football games than
violent games.
Than violent games.
Okay.
And concerning the violent movies, just eradicate it in your house.
Okay, so that means you're saying the parents too should avoid watching it.
Yes. You have to just sacrifice some things for your own child.
Okay. Right.
So if you can sacrifice those movies for your child, it's for your own good.
Okay. Okay.
You will definitely reap it in future. And if you can sacrifice, it's still for your own good. You still definitely reap it in future. So that's the reason I'm saying it's left to the parents. Concerning the game, the father can actually deal with that. And the movies, the mother can deal with that. You can just share it. If you have a boy and a girl in the house and they're always fond of watching violent movies or playing violent game, let the father deal with it, son, and the mother deal with it, daughter. But, okay, like the daughter, now you can actually... there are some movies, Sophia the First.
Okay, I know Sophia the First.
Uh-huh, that one is not violent. And you can help her or buy all these toys, cooking toys. You know, girls like to cook.
Yes,
starting from while they are still young. Buy these cooking toys and play along with them. You can actually keep them busy with that. You also sacrifice your time to play along with a child. Okay, give me the spoon. Mommy, take the spoon. Bring the rice. All sort of things. They feel happy and they feel relaxed that my mom is spending her time with me. They will always be happy. And with that, why spending more time with him or her? They will begin to open up themselves to you. What they see, what they hear.
Yeah,
and seeking advice from you. But when you don't have time for them, when you just leave them to themselves, they will find it difficult to open up to you, to tell you what they see. With that, they begin to have this act of violence in them. And most of our parents, they are not always at home.
Yeah, that's another part of it.
Since you're not at home, make sure you can actually take the DSTV card out.
That's
okay, they might have a phone, an iPad. Make sure the games on the iPad, they are not violent games. You have to restrict some things. If you know you want to keep them disciplined, and you also want to discipline your home. So
I think what you're just saying is parental control. You have to be in control of every activities. Of the children. So once they install this parental control, what do you think the outside world, like when they go to school and when they talk with their friends, with the fact that their friends are being exposed to this kind of movie, how will you treat that issue when they bring it to you? Like, you know, children, they can come back home complaining to you that their friend's parents allow them to watch some movies, some kind of movie, but why can't they watch that movie at home? So how will you handle that kind of issue?
That's the reason why I believe parents have to be very, very close to their children. You have to create that relationship, that close relationship with them. When you're free with them, they'll be able to tell you whatsoever their peers tell them in school. We have some kids whereby when they get home, mom, see what happened, so-so person said this, said that, and is it normal? So it's left to you. If you're that kind of parent that shuns them off, like, keep short, I don't have time. The next time the kid comes home, he or she might not say anything and begin to think, like, okay, my friend said it's good, then it's good. Which will affect them later in life. So it's left to the parents. Listen to them. Hear what they have to say. Even though they are saying rubbish, just listen. Even though that rubbish is pissing you off, just listen. Act as if you are giving them that attention. Do you understand?
Yeah, I
do. So when they see you listening to them, you begin to hear the things that you like, really? Is that what happened? Okay, let me tell you the truth. This is how it goes. This is how it goes. Your friend, you can actually advise your friend not to do that, okay? It is a bad behavior. And if that child get back to school, you know, these kids are very, very bright, especially nowadays. Like, it's just as if the technology in their brain is high. being compared to,
they are born smart.
Yeah, they are born smart. Thank you very much. So they can actually get back to school and start telling their friends, their peers, my mom said, this is not good. This is how it's supposed to be. This is how it ought to be. My dad said, this is how it ought to be. And they'll begin to be like, really? But my mom said it's okay. It's not okay. My mom is always right. You know, there are some kids that can say that.
Yes, yes.
So it's left to the parents to keep them intact. Keep them online. Keep them on the right line, not on the left line. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you very much. So on this now, do you think movie makers should be blamed for making violence movies?
Unfortunately, nowadays, violence movie is for entertainment.
I guess
violent games, it's for fun. So you can't just restrict them from making their money.
Okay.
There's nothing you can do. You can't sue them to the court. So it's left for to the guardian to know how to guide the child, him or our child. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
So because, okay, like I'm a movie producer now, and you expect me to stop selling my movie because of your child. I'll start telling you, am I selling it because of your child? Did I come to your house and give it to your child to start watching? Or you took it home to watch? So it's left to the parent. You can't put the blame on anyone. If anybody should hear any bad news about your child, they will always put the blame on the parents. So even God will blame the parents. And God will be like, I gave you this child to look after. Did you look after? Did you look after him or her? Did you teach him or her the right thing to do and the things not to do? So all is still going back, bouncing back to the parents. So you can't blame any producer. You can't blame them at all. You can't blame them at all. At all. Thank you.
Okay, so what advice do you have for parents whose children are being affected by violent means?
The only advice I can give to them is they themselves, they should sit and think before advising the children. Sit and think, what I'm doing, is it the same thing with a child or not? If it's not the same thing, then you can call the child. What is going on? Why are you doing this? Where did you get this from? Why are you doing that? Where did you get that from? And once the child, you have to be very calm, jovial, loving and caring around them while advising them. So they, when they see that look of love and care, they'll feel like, okay, I think I'm safe. Let me open up. But when you're like, hey, you, come here, why are you doing this? That thing will still be in them. It can never ever go away. But when you are so loving, oh my child, come on, talk to me, talk to daddy. Okay, do you want us to hang out? Okay, let's go out. Maybe when we are back, you can talk to me. So with that, after having fun outside, the child will definitely come up. Oh, daddy, you said you want to ask me something. Let me begin to tell you. To start opening up, you have to know, before you can advise a child, know what that child likes most.
It's easy to get to the child's heart.
That is it. If it's a child that likes playing game, okay, you know what? I promise you, I'll get you a game tomorrow. But it's not going to be a violent game. Promise me. Do you like football? I know you like football. Do you want me to buy football for you? I will do this, I'll do that. And the kid will be like, I've not done anything and this man is buying me all this. Okay. And after buying all that, and you'll be like, okay, before I give this to you, tell me what happened. You know, him or her will definitely want to talk so that he can get that gift from you. Do you understand? So you have to be loving and caring to your child so that they can open up to you. Thank you very much.
So to those parents whose children are already being affected by the impact of violent movies, so what do you have to say to them?
If the case is what has gotten to worse than like it's out of hand, they can actually consult a counselor.
Okay.
We have some people that are into the line of guidance and counseling, so they can put their child in any of them, like take them to them, please, I need your help, can you help me talk to my child? Because there are some kids, no matter how much you try, that just too difficult to. But these counselors, they know what to do. They are trained to do so. They are trained to talk to children, talk to teenagers, youths, and so on. So if you know the case has gotten too worse, like it's out of control,
sure,
then actually seek help outside. But if the case is still within your power, if it's still within your power, then you have to start from somewhere. You have to act fast before it gets out of hand. Thank you very much.
Okay, so Miss Olabisi, it is very nice to have you here and to have you live on the podcast. I'm so happy. I really did enjoy all that you have said, and I've learned a lot from everything that you said. You are really a very, very amazing teacher.
So, thank you very much.
I hope you would honor our invitation subsequent times.
I'm looking forward to that.
So have more topics to talk about. So I learned a lot from you, and I hope my listeners did as well. So you have all added from Nemsedias's mouth. So if you have negative manifestation in your child due to violence, movie watching, so try as much as possible to be in control of the situation. Seek medical, seek counseling help, let me say, rather than medical help. So mental health is part of medics. So we can just say seek medical help from your counselor or from your psychologist, and try as much as possible to be in control of every content that your child or your children are seeing. So with that, I hope that we would overcome the issue. So it's time to wrap it up on the show today, and to be sincere, I really enjoyed everything our guest has said, and I picked a handful of knowledge. So don't forget to stay tuned for more episodes to come from Case Study with David King. So David King, I'm Damilare Aderinboye David, and you can call me David King. You can follow me on my social media platform on DAMI_LARE on Instagram, LARE2 on Instagram. Let me say that again, DAMI_LARE2 on Instagram. So stay tuned for more episodes, and I'd like my guest to say bye-bye to us.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for calling me. Thanks for having me on your show. I really, really appreciate. Thank you very much. May God bless you.
All right, so enjoy your holidays and the lockdown and everything. And stay safe. Stay safe from COVID-19. It's real. The shit is getting real. So enjoy everything. This is where we say goodbye. Enjoy yourself. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
That you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Turn up out of the blue, uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. Stay. you.